Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
It's difficult for you guys not to jump when he hard counts, even though you probably know it's coming.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
He could tell you in the huddle it's on three, and you get to the line, and his voice just sells it so much, you'd be convinced it's on one.
Earlier on the show, Vikings running back Dalvin Cook, three-time Pro Bowl quarterback Carson Palmer, co-host of Good Morning Football, Kyle Brandt. Coming up from the new film Honest Thief, actor Jai Courtney. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Oh, my word. We start hour number three with some news on the COVID front in the National Football League. And before we get to Chris Brockman's news update, I do want to hit that. By the way, just hello. It's hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show. Great chats with Dalvin Cook, Carson Palmer, Kyle Brandt. The actor Jai Courtney will be joining us. I do want to start this. I look down at my Twitter feed at Chris Brockman. You're going to get your news update coming up shortly right here. There's an organization called News Channel 5 in Tennessee, NC5, News Channel 5 in Tennessee. And there is a reporter in Nashville, News Channel 5, Steve Lehman. Thank you, Don Bowie. And thank you for the follow, Steve Lehman. Sources confirm to News Channel 5 that a group of about 15 Titans players, 15, held a workout at Montgomery Bell Academy last Wednesday, one day after the team's facility was shut down by 8 positive COVID-19 tests. If, in fact, the case, and again, sources confirm to News Channel 5, then the NFL is going to come down hard. That's just the end of that. Because that makes a lot of sense as to why would players continue to test positive after the facility's closed.
Yeah.
If it's just like everybody go home and sit on Zoom, what's going on? Because after two straight days of the Titans being COVID negative en masse, two straight days of no positive tests, two more popped positive today, leading the Titans' next game against the Buffalo Bills, by the way, in heavy doubt. And Tom Pelissero, my colleague from NFL Media Group, has been all over this, tweeting out earlier today that the NFL and the Players Association have been looking into whether the Titans have been working out together off-site while the facility was closed. Because, again, two more players learned a positive test today, bringing the total of 20 for the team and staff. And, you know, the NFL, as you know, has sent out more stringent threats and teeth to their penalties for violations of the protocol. Hey, look, and this is the thing that is genuinely concerning. When you're not bubbled up, these things are bound to happen. Certainly if somebody gets in their head, I'm not COVID positive because I don't feel anything. Please, people. Please. I'm asymptomatic. I mean, honestly, how and this is the problem, too. And I'll screw it. I mean, you're seeing the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, come out and say that the Dolphins are free to fill up Hard Rock Stadium to the brim.
65,000.
They're free to do it. Go ahead. Keep on rocking in the free world in Hard Rock Stadium. And I'm sitting here in my seat here in Southern California and saying, are you insane? Are you insane? Because I don't even want to hear, we got to live with it. We got to figure out how to live with it. There is a way to live with it. There is a way to live with it. There's absolutely a way to live with it. There's definitely a way that we can live with it. The way to live with it is to figure out who's got it and who doesn't to the best of your ability. Tell the people who have it to stay home and quarantine till they do not have it anymore. There is a way to open up schools by throwing money at the problem and making sure schools are retrofitted and outfitted properly, that teachers are given the proper protective gear, that schools have the proper protective gear for anybody who cleans up, who does the work, the hard work, so kids can learn in school and be socially distant with plexiglass and things like that. We're not doing this as a country. We can live with it. The concept of let's live with it. I'm living with it. You can live with it too. Yes, that is possible, but we have to be smart about it. There is a gray area between screw it, let's just act like it doesn't exist, and let's all shut down because we're afraid of living with it. The area, the gray area of living with it is mask up, wash up, and wake up. And attack the problem. And I hear like 65,000 people in a stadium. Like, what is your malfunction? The hard work has not been done for us to return to life like that. We all desperately want it. We need it. But we're not ready for it. And to any players out there in this world saying, I don't have it, I can go out and work out together. You got to be kidding me. So.
Now, a follow up on the Dolphins.
Please.
So the team has said their next home game is right. October 25th. The team has said that they're keeping with their current plan of 13,000 capacity.
Right. Okay.
So they're not going to have 65,000.
No, I know that. But
the governor is saying that they can't.
Right.
If they want.
Because he wants to come out and say, come to Florida, everybody. We're living life like it's no big deal.
Nothing to see.
And then, you know, when you get it, then what happens? If you don't have the ability to get experimental drugs and get the best health care in the world? I mean, look. We're going to return to the sports world in a second. But unfortunately, the real world keeps crashing into the sports world. And if it's found out that a day after they shut down the facility because a handful of members of the organization have tested positive and they all go and work out together, something has to be done about it. And I know that I think some matters have been put into place about warning and then a warning and then a fine and then all of this. I don't know. But it puts into jeopardy everybody's business because, again, Tennessee and Pittsburgh had to be postponed. If Tennessee still has it because of this ramification, then Tennessee Buffalo's got to put the brakes on that. And then Buffalo plays Kansas City next. Kansas City needs to keep testing negative because Stephon Gilmore tested positive today, 2 days after playing against Kansas City. And again, I'm not a medical expert. I don't know if you can be testing negative and then be positive 2 days later and the fact that you have not shedded the virus in somebody's face. That's possible. I don't know. I don't know. But Patrick Mahomes, according to James Palmer, slept in a separate bedroom and stayed away from his pregnant fiance after the practice squad player, who's a quarterback, tested positive over the weekend. So, and again, I get questions asked to me all the time. Will the NFL bubble up? I don't think that they will. I don't think the players want to spend the next 3 months of their lives in the way that NBA players have spent it. I don't think they want it. I don't think that it's practical. I don't know. Again, it's easier to bubble up in an amusement park resort with hotels when all you need are 3 basketball courts. What if you need, I guess, what would be the maximum for a regular season Sunday would be 13 football fields. Because you'd need one for a Thursday night, you'd need a whole bunch for a Sunday night, and then you'd need a whole bunch for Sunday, one for Sunday night, and one for Monday night. You'd need an absurd number of football fields. Absurd. 10. If you double up from the early games and the late games, maybe. I don't know. I just don't know if it's feasible. Would it be possible for NFL teams to just basically say, we're bubbling up in a local hotel?
Yeah, you can do that.
And you've got to tell your family and your kids and whatever.
See, in
I don't
January,
know if they want to do that. I don't know. That's not what they signed up for. That's not what the agreement was. Will they pause the season? I don't know if that's necessary. There's a handful of teams that don't have this issue right now. Will they just basically tack on games at the end? That's entirely possible. I mean, you got 2021 to play with. I mean, you've got the whole first half of 2021 to play with. Again, it is not as if any of these stadiums that will be hosting playoff games, or the biggest one of them all in Raymond James, it's not like they've got concerts or tractor pulls or anything else. Well, I shouldn't say that in the state of Florida. Who the hell knows? Hey, come on in. Let's go. But, you know, honestly, I'll even throw it out to anybody. If you want to call in and discuss it, fine. Would you want to go to a game like that? Would you go?
No way.
Would you go? Yeah, hey, 60-some-odd thousand people want to go watch Tua's first game. Would you go?
Nope.
Nope.
Neither would I. Do you want to be known as a super spreader? Look at what's happening with the White House right now. Look at what we must be on an international stage right now, that the White House, you're seeing the shots of people in hazmat suits, you know, spraying down the White House press room. I mean, is that what you want in the NFL? I don't think so. Wasn't expecting to go down this road. I apologize if anybody's like, there's no one I'm looking for in my sports, but come on now. All right, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take some more phone calls. Let's take one right here. John in Denver, Colorado. What's up, John? You there, John?
Can you hear me?
I can. You're on the air. What's going on in your mind?
So I wanted to call in. I'm a big Washington football team fan.
Okay.
It's very unfortunate. I feel like you probably understand my pain as well as anybody there. So I wanted to talk about the Haskins benching. Doesn't it just seem a little bit too soon for you?
Well, yes, it does. It does that you think so, but in the same way that we have had a conversation over the last several weeks and months, you know, with talent evaluators about what makes a quarterback succeed. Is it innate ability, or is it a structure in an organization that allows for room to grow, or is it both? And I think it is both. And I think Haskins has the unfortunate circumstance of being drafted by a team whose coach didn't want him, and then the coach who didn't want him gets blown out, and then a new coach comes in who didn't draft him, gets shown up, and, you know, according to what I'm hearing out of Washington today, and I'm sorry if I'm stomping on your news update there, Chris, but this is the way I guess we're rolling here in this first hour, first, the third hour of this show, is that apparently... the way that Rivera has described it, this is from a tweet from Washington football team reporter for The Athletic, D.C., Rhiannon Walker, and I'll explain it to you. Ron Rivera said, looking at Dwayne Haskins' development, the team is going with the quarterback that knows the system better. Not having the preseason hurt him, and Rivera says this is not an indictment of Haskins. Rivera believes he needs more time, and the NFC East is open. So you look at that standings that we have on the board right here, and Washington is only a half game out. And Ron Rivera, who is taking treatments for cancer, where every day is a blessing, amazing, I think is living in the moment, quite frankly. And Haskins can be developed for another day, as opposed to let's see what we have and let's ride it out and let's see if he can blossom now, or this will help us for 2021 or 2022. You know, I think you put it all together, and Haskins had the unfortunate situation of being drafted by a dysfunctional organization that was being coached by somebody who was a dead man coaching and didn't want him. And then he gets fired, and then they bring somebody else in, and he gets put in an untenable situation with an offense that he didn't even know if he needed to learn long term or not. Then a new guy comes in. He's got to learn a new offense in a pandemic that does not afford him any on-field work until week one, when he does actually put something together, win a game. And unfortunately for him, the way it's all played out in the first month of the season is that if Dallas was 4-0 or 3-1, he might still be out there. But the division can be won.
Yeah, that's totally fair. But do we really want to win the division?
Why not? Yeah, I think you do. Yeah, I think you do. I think winning now helps, and I appreciate the call. Winning now helps. You know, this is a franchise that we have forgotten since the football been played has a dumpster that's on fire and is waiting, I guess we assume, for its desired new nickname to be cleared of any copyright infringement. You know what I mean? Like, you don't even have a nickname.
I have no idea.
And so you've got a head coach who's a dynamic human being and a wonderful person on planet Earth who's going through personal health issues, who's trying to lead all of it in an upward direction. So, yeah, winning a division would be a nice feather in the cap, I think.
Yeah, a couple other quotes from Ron about Kyle Allen. He's had success in the NFL, not great, but he's had some. That's what I'm looking for. And why the switch with the division where it is right now? It would be stupid not to give the switch a chance and see where it could go.
Now, Haskins, if you remember, came on in Ann Arbor, Michigan, when JT Barrett got hurt in the big game. And I'm sitting at home here in Los Angeles thinking, okay, this is great. The kid's never done well and then never done anything. And then, oh, my God. And then I think didn't we have Ryan Day on when he became the new HC at The Ohio State, talking about how Haskins, they thought, might have even needed more work to be a starter there before they put him out there.
And then he threw, 50 touchdowns?
Right. Yeah. And then he was dynamite.
Right.
But that just shows you how little experience he's even brought into the NFL.
He hasn't played much football.
So he's in a spot that's filled with unfortunate problems for him, including the circumstances of the division being so damn bad that they have to turn to a guy that they don't have to keep training wheels on or be concerned about the way that the offense is going to be run from a ball security standpoint, because he knows where it goes because he's Kyle Allen and that's whose quarterback the head coach had last year. That's the quarterback. So
yeah, I guess you can't let him work through these issues. I mean, I saw a
stat. When you're a half game out.
Yeah, and I saw a stat through 11 games. He has better stats than Josh Allen had through his first 11 games, but Bills were in a different situation
again.
Washington, right?
And unfortunately, you know, for him, he's going to have maybe putting it all together. You know, the guest that we had on first up in this spot last hour, Carson Palmer, he sat for an entire year.
And John Kitna.
You know, so maybe watching this will be helpful. You know, watching this will be helpful. But I guess to the point of our previous caller, does it help to win a division? Yeah, it does. This organization really needs it. I'm sure he's sitting there thinking they could just, you know, wet the bed and go get Trevor Lawrence, as everybody's probably thinking as their fan base for a team that does not seem to have a future right now. But their division is wide open. They're a half game out.
Wide open.
That's it. Kyle Allen starts putting wins together like Teddy Bridgewater's doing in Rivera and Kyle Allen's old spot. Chase Young comes back. Suddenly you start feeling good about yourself, and that's an organization and a coach who needs to feel good. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back.
There's a few other things.
Keep your
later
news report together. We'll take a break and go down a little bit of a fun diversion. The actor Jay Courtney from Honest Thief and Suicide Squad and so much more when we come back. This season, get football on your time with NFL Game Pass. You can catch every snap from every game with full game replays and see all of the plays in just 45 minutes with condensed games. You can relive all the gutsy calls, crazy catches, wild comebacks, and breakout stars from every game every week. And it's the perfect way to rewatch a game like, say, Chiefs-Texans, the season opener from Thursday night. Catch it on NFL Game Pass. It's all the action, all the football you can handle, all in one place. And NFL Game Pass is really the only place you can replay every game all season long. You'll also learn from the league's best players with over 40 NFL Game Pass film session episodes. Go inside the game from a player's perspective as they break down the game's concepts and techniques. Learn from the best like Deshaun Watson, Stephon Gilmore, by the way, the reigning defensive player of the year, Devontae Adams, and many, many more. NFL Game Pass also provides access to the entire NFL Films archive. It's the perfect way to follow an NFL season. NFL.com/Game Pass to start your free trial today. NFL Game Pass, where football never stops. You know what's really scary? Seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It's almost as scary as that homemade elf costume your mom made you wear in junior high school. No, Geico can't erase the memory of tripping down the hallway in oversized pointy shoes, but they could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Stop waking up at night in a cold sweat, people, wondering what happened to that green onesie. Just switch to Geico and save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Old Spice now has Below Deck, a new line of products for your, well, below deck area. New Below Deck Powder Spray helps you feel drier and cleaner down below. New Below Deck Anti-Chafe Stick helps prevent inner thigh chafing. Nobody wants that. Available in the family planning aisle at Walmart or online at walmart.com/oldspicebelowdeck. All my Peacock streamers and radio listeners, to register to vote, I do believe due to a website issue that voting registration in Florida has been extended extra hours into today. That might have been yesterday, too. My apologies. They all bleed into each other. But early voting has begun, so you can make a plan on how to vote, because in many places where you can drop your ballot off, it's been dwindled down to just one spot in each county of every state. There's a lot of long lines, and there's a lot of issues with dropping ballots off in boxes and figuring out when you can vote and how you can vote. Go to these three nonpartisan sites, iamavoter.com, risetovote.org, rockthevote.org, to either A, register, B, find out how long you have left to register, C, figure out a voting plan for yourself. Early voting is going on right now, and as we know, with a lot of mail-in ballots, it's going to take a while potentially to figure out who's won what for so many races, Senate, House, State. Out here in California, we're being bombarded with proposition, vote yes, vote no. There's a lot of stuff for you to learn. So, again, iamavoter.com and other sites that we just put up on the board. 844-204-RICH. Is the number to dial here. We're going to take your phone calls coming up shortly. Chris Brockman's news update that I bogarted, to use the phrase.
That's okay.
To borrow a phrase. We'll get to that in a second. And if you're on hold, please do stay on hold here on the Rich Eisen Show. And we're back here for our terrestrial radio listeners. And pleased to have here on the program, as promised, the new film is called Honest Thief, and it's available next week on Friday, October 16th, and it's also available in theaters wherever theaters are open. It's a new action thriller starring Liam Neeson and my next guest, who is also his work we all enjoyed in Suicide Squad and other great films. Jai Courtney is here on The Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Jai?
Hey, what's up? How you guys going?
We're doing fine. We're doing absolutely fine. Where have I found you right now? Where are you literally?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm out here. I've been out here all year. I live out here these days, so
okay.
I've been holding down the fort in LA through the madness of 2020.
Okay, very good. So, what sport do you follow? Whether it's from your native Australia or out here in the United States, which do you get into?
I used to play rugby league growing up, and that's still what I'm most plugged into. I still watch the rugby competition back home.
Okay.
It's a little inconvenient because most of the kickoff times are like 2 or 3 a.m., but I managed to get around enough of it. It's actually the business end of the season down there at the moment. They've got the finals coming up over the next couple of weeks, so it's getting very exciting.
Well, Aussies, though, I've met out here in Los Angeles, Jai, who are either rugby fans or, like yourself, have dabbled in it.
Mm-hmm.
Look at American football and think these guys in pads and helmets think they have it tough. Are you one of those gents?
Soft core, man. I mean, come on.
Soft. I love it. Yeah, I've heard that. So you feel that way, huh?
Nah, look, it's an amazing game. I don't know too much about American football. I've been to a few games, and it's a lot of fun to watch. It's crazy. You know what's crazy to me is, like, the stop-start. That's the thing that I'm always like. I feel like these dudes are such, like, amazing athletes, but they never get to run around for more than a couple of seconds, man.
That's right.
I mean,
That's right. What's it like in a scrum?
What's it like in a scrum? It's very smelly, and... yeah, mostly that's what I remember most.
That's the sensation. Of all the senses, touch, feel, all that.
Yeah, your smell. Head's getting squeezed between the ass cheeks of two other guys. That's pretty much how it feels.
Okay. Is there anything in the acting world that's similar to that, Jai? At all?
Oh man, yeah, so many similarities. Come to think of it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sure. All right. So let's talk about your and you UFC. Have you tried that? Are you into
the MMA? Yeah, I love that. I'm a big UFC fan, and I get around that a lot. As a spectator here in the States, that's probably what I digest the most. I love mixed martial arts, and have enormous respect for the athletes in that world of sport, for sure.
So who's your fighter who you follow, who you're like, okay, I will definitely get the fight for this person?
I love them, man. I get them all. I get all the pay-per-views. I don't miss a beat. I love it. I literally live for it. I'm planning at the moment. There's a big fight coming up on October 24, Khabib Nurmagomedov and Justin Gaethje. I was just sitting in my kitchen this morning drawing up my schedule for the brisket I'm going to cook that day and like planning that whole thing out around it. So it's a big deal for me. I love that stuff.
So how long does it take for you to submit your brisket? How long?
Well, this one's only about 5 pounds, so I'm looking at about probably a 6-hour cook with some rest time on top of that. Yeah. It's a slow, it's a slow submission victory that I'll be winning out of this one.
By the way, that wouldn't be a bad Chris Brockman fantasy football team name. Nurmagomedov's brisket would be that wouldn't be bad. He's a real bear, that guy. Nurmagomedov, that guy is
amazing.
I would be very frightened of that. I mean, didn't he wrestle bears in like in Belarus or wherever he's from or something like that? That is serious business.
Yeah, I've seen those videos too. Yeah, no, I wouldn't last 2 seconds in the cage with any of those guys. They're savages.
So again, so literally, that's what you do. You plan out your evening and your cooking based around the UFC fights.
I like to cook, and I like to, I have a couple friends around. Obviously, these days it's a little different, but I don't care. I'll throw myself a little party and cook all day, getting around that sort of stuff. It's like I like being festive, and I love having the sort of a big sporting event with high stakes. There's nothing better than getting around that, watching all the lead-up material, even your buddies. I mean, back home, that's the cool thing these days. I got my close friends back home that I grew up with. We can engage on the same stuff. You have boys on FaceTime or, you're texting all day with the live results and analyzing everything, thinking you know better than what's going on the screen. It's a lot of fun.
I'm here with Jai Courtney on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk about your career, your filmography right here. So many people are familiar with your work. And Suicide Squad is Captain Boomerang. How did you get involved? How did you get hooked up with that, with Suicide Squad, Jai?
Well, the first one we did was about, what was that, 2015, so a few years ago now.
Yep.
I just got involved. The director on the first movie, David Ayer, called me up. They needed an Aussie shitbag to come in and play that role.
And you fit the bill? Is that what you're saying?
Apparently, I was top of the list somehow.
Okay.
I didn't balk at that opportunity. That was for sure. I got to say, that role has been one of my most fulfilling personally because, I don't know, there's kind of no limits to it. I just get to have fun and not act too heroic or, trying to indulge in any redeeming qualities. He's kind of a bit of a despicable dude, and that's a lot of fun to play. I like playing bad guys, man. It's good fun that way. It keeps things a little lighter. You get a little more freedom to kind of mess up and be unlikable in a way that audiences want more. That's always the challenge.
No, not to get too deep here, but you seem like a nice guy to me, Jai. Why does that appeal to you? I mean, what's going on?
I don't know.
Here?
It's just, I think, I've done a few movies now, and look, if you can play an earnest character with real kind of depth and kind of contrast and a bit of vulnerability, like that's always challenging for an actor as well. And if your part's written well, then that's great stuff to kind of get involved with and sink your teeth into. But I don't know, bad guys are a lot of fun, man. I've been in some great big action movies where
sure have.
I've played kind of pretty terrible people, and I always walk away having a good time.
Now, I mean, Jai, I mean, you've been around some, we want to talk about action film stars as well. I mean, with Jack Reacher, Tom Cruise, A Good Day to Die Hard, you were John McClane's son, Jack, and Bruce Willis right there. We can keep going on, and I will. You got Arnold Schwarzenegger as well from Terminator Genesis, and now your current film, Honest Thief with Liam Neeson. Who literally is the last person you'd want to be in a fight with out of all of them? Jai, literally.
Oh, I don't know. They're all kind of, they'd all damage me in different ways. Liam keeps it pretty tight, man. I mean, he's a big strapping lad. He's still throwing down pretty hard.
Okay.
And, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, he's got hands, dude. The guy's got hands.
So what do you mean he's got hands? What do you mean he's got, like,
right now?
Like, what do you mean he got hands?
He can throw hands, dude. He's throwing bombs.
Okay. All right. And then what about Bruce? What about, well, I mean, Arnold, too. I mean, Arnold, you don't want to mess with him, I imagine.
Well, Bruce, you just can't kill. I mean, Arnold, you don't mess with. He's superhuman. Right. So you don't even go there. I mean, Tom's flying out of airplanes every other day.
Yeah, that's true. You know, be careful with that.
Riding motorcycles off cliffs. So, you know, he's the last guy I'd want to have chasing me. But I don't know, man. I've been privileged to learn a lot from these guys and be around it and sort of suck up that atmosphere. And what's inspiring to me is, you know, the longevity of these careers. I love seeing these guys, you know, still doing what they love at, you know, at a little more ripened age, and it's awesome. It's inspiring to an actor like me.
All right, so current FBI, you're a corrupt FBI agent in Honest Thief. So do you want to give me your American voice here, and is there a way for you to, like, how did you learn that sort of thing?
What, my accent stuff? Oh, man, I mean, we got to do that shit all the time. I mean, that's the way it goes in the business. If you can't get the work done early and show up and try and do a kind of convincing character in that sense, then I don't know, then you're in the wrong business. But I've had great voice training the whole time. I always rely on great, you know, accent coaches. And
right, but I mean, what do you channel? Yeah, who do you channel when you're doing an American accent, Jai? Because it's, you know, I enjoy listening to
I
you
just
right
channel
now.
Channel the I don't know, the character I'm playing, you know. And okay. I think I stay in it. That's kind of the secret for me personally.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Some actors, well, you know, we all have our process, but I find it more easily, like, kind of easier to kind of keep an accuracy, a level of accuracy that feels authentic if I just live in that voice for the day. And sometimes it's hard to shake off because I'll go home and I'm, you know, you don't drop it. You're like, you're ordering a pizza and you're still talking your American accent. But I've been out here a few years now, man. I mean, my exposure is pretty full on. I've been living in the States for about 8 years. So
right.
I'm kind of in and around it a lot. And I don't know. I try to have a good ear and just try and work hard. That's the main thing. And that's, you know, do the best job you can.
Well, again, Honest Thief is available next week on Friday, October 16th, and in theaters where theaters are open. Jai, appreciate the time. Let's chat. Hey. Maybe when you're getting that brisket ready, you can tweet it at us for the next fight. You know,
I'll
you can give us, we'll send out the Jai Courtney recipe. I mean, I think basically what I'm saying is this is not, goodbye. It's just farewell. How does that sound?
Okay. Thanks, Rich. That sounds great to me. Pleasure talking to you.
Right back at you. That's Jai Courtney right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Working a little blue.
Comfortable.
By the way, if I'm him, I do not walk around Los Angeles with an American accent. I just go full Australian.
No.
Again, but I'm a married man. I'm just assuming how things would work. That's all.
Shirt off, J.R. Smith style, Aussie accent. Boom.
A Good Day to Die Hard, known as Die Hard 4, right?
Die Hard 4.
Okay.
There was a long gap between 3 and 4.
Now, that's the one where John McClane goes to Moscow to straighten out Jack McClane,
yeah,
played
so
by
Jai Courtney.
Yeah,
that's more like cyber terrorism was going
right,
on.
Right, there was going on.
Yeah.
And that was a movie surrounding what would you say? Easter? Was that an Easter movie?
It was released.
No, a Hanukkah movie? Was it a Hanukkah movie?
A bunny ran across the.
Because each of them are all holiday movies, right? Or
yeah,
that's just the first one.
One and two are over Christmas.
Oh, so Die Hard 2 is a Christmas movie, too.
Die Hard 2 is over Christmas as well.
I remember, they're at the airport.
So when the weather outside is frightful and it begins to get a little nippy and the seasons change and we're starting about goodwill towards all men, you think about Die Hard 2 also?
Well, no, just one first, but, you know, if you're really in the spirit, you can think about two.
Okay, because, again, I'm not part of your world.
Well, you're Jewish.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that. I'm a Jewish man who enjoys Christmas movies just like anybody else of any religion.
Like, it's a wonderful
life. I don't understand
life.
Why you would bring that into it. Well, I'm saying I'm
Christmas,
not part of your world of being a diehard as a Christmas movie.
Oh, I mean, just because Jake Tapper.
No, I understand that there's a large part of our population that is misguided on the subject. But
at the beginning of the movie, he says, "Yo, can I get some Christmas music?" And they play
Christmas in Haas.
No, I know.
The whole thing. We go Christmas back party. I mean, it's just like, it's really obvious.
The Christmas movie is more about in spirit, not about just things that are associated with Christmas.
Well, I mean, it is a redemption story, which is also what Christmas is about.
No, and I know that Jake Tapper always mentions that John McClane's wife's name is Holly, and that there is stigmata, that there's a lot of actual allegories to Christmas and the story therein when a terrorist takes over a building.
I don't know how stronger our case could be.
But... So the first two Die Hard films
are Christmassy.
Right.
Christmassy.
Now,
Die Hard 2 takes place over Christmas.
Oh, I should have. I had such an opportunity with Seth Meyers this week. We blew it. How when I was on his show, and Jeremy Irons was the guest before it.
And the day we were in New York
for this purpose. We did our show from New York. How did we not? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I forgot.
So I'm appearing on Seth Meyers' show, and I let you know during the live broadcast that morning, I'm taping the show later that night, that Jeremy Irons is the lead guest. And you say,
Die Hard 3.
Die Hard 3. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Reversal of Fortune.
Like,
first
reversal
thing out of my
fortune,
head. Die Hard 3.
Right? I mean, there's so many Jeremy Irons.
Reversal of Fortune.
So many.
Comes the first thing.
Pieces of cinema.
Yes.
That should be mentioned way before Die Hard 3.
He was the voice of
but
the
But in all honesty, okay, he's got us on
and
this one.
I'm sitting in the green room hearing Jeremy Irons getting mentioned. And Seth Meyers introduces him. He's a star of many films, such as blah blah, and Die Hard 3. And I'm like,
the fact that he actually did
what you did, and I spent the next 2 hours of the show savaging you for it.
That was great.
Begging for callers to call in to back my play.
Right.
And Seth Meyers did it.
Rich, we showed our age by reverse.
And this is where we missed out on the opportunity. Do we think that Seth heard our conversation that day
and did Die Hard 3 just to troll you? I would hope that Seth would be a consumer of the Rich Eisen show with regularity and put off his preparation for his nightly timely show. But no, I think that was just pure coincidence or the film gods are simpatico
on the same page,
smiling down on you as opposed to me.
I mean,
that
Rich,
was
we
wild.
Lost that one, Rich. We still got the Christmas one.
That was really
but
fun.
Die Hard
no,
4.
You guys
no,
don't have
we
Christmas.
Still have it. It's not a Christmas.
And
no,
do you think Tom Cruise referred to Jack Reacher as Jack or Reacher?
Ooh.
When he's on the set, it's on the set of Reacher, right?
I got to think it's Reacher.
Because Rob Lowe says he refers to films of his with multiple words in the title as just a one-word name. Like Moves was all the right moves. When I was on the set of Moves.
Honestly, he might even shorten Reacher to Reach.
To Reach. When he was on Reach? Ooh. When he was playing Reach. No, he's probably when I was playing Reach, but on the set of Reacher.
I buy that as well.
And then do you have the mashup of Liam Neeson with the phone call of
Vince Scully.
When Vince Scully got a call from the White House announcing that he was going to win the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Oh, hold on.
Right? Or the Medal of Honor, whatever. I'm sorry that I don't know off the top of my head.
Here we go.
All right, we'll take a break and we'll come back. We mixed up Liam Neeson from Missing, right?
No. Taken.
Taken, pardon me. Taken.
Which is one of the great. I love that movie.
That's great. That, and do not want to miss what's coming up next. We haven't played this in years.
No.
That's coming up next. 844-204-RICH will take your calls too.
Help support your local businesses. Whether they're your corner stores, coffee spots, or favorite shops, local businesses have always been on your team supporting you and your community. They remember your order and call you by name, always giving back, making a difference, and going that extra mile. But right now, more than ever, local businesses need our support, so let's be there for them. The next time you go shopping, help your team score and choose to shop at local businesses. And while you're there, look for the contactless symbol and tap to pay with a contactless Visa to help support your community. Because where and how you shop matters. Visa, everywhere you want to be. Official partner of the NFL.
Sports keep coming back. So does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline. Major League Baseball is now in full swing, and the NBA has also begun. There's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to bet on. Visit BetOnline today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the Welcome Back to Sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One. BetOnline to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Back here on Peacock, what is our poll question as it currently stands right here? I know he would say Conor McGregor, Jai Courtney, but you probably would need a little bit of a refresher on who everyone else is. Well, he probably would know Zlatan is a world.
Yeah, probably. So, which athlete would make the best Bond henchman?
Kyle? I would. You know what I'd vote for?
Who would you vote for?
Boban.
Boban.
Boban is absolutely. Well, Boban's been a henchman in John Wick.
John. Yeah, he's
a John Wick henchman.
He was.
And he could use
the
name
John
Boban.
Wick 3.
Zlatan would be pretty damn good.
Zlatan would be nice.
That's a good question.
So Conor McGregor's at 30%, Zlatan at 29%, Marshawn 23%, Boban 19%. Pretty close.
Fantastic. I need that with a retweet right now.
Conor McGregor would be good, though, in a fight.
Problem is that Conor's not that tall.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, I just hit with a retweet our poll question. Which athlete would make the best James Bond henchman? Because this is the anniversary of the last
Sean Connery
film. Okay, I'm going Boban. That'd be great.
Nice.
This is henchman. Again, the villain
henchman.
Villain's, you know, sitting on an island petting a cat.
Right.
You know, on a
right.
chair.
McGregor would be a villain. He could be a villain.
Nah.
Nah. So.
No, these are all henchmen.
He'd be great.
These are henchmen.
It's a good question. It's split.
It's good.
Split right
it's good.
Down.
This was a Smitch special. This was nice.
Hey, well done, Smitch. Well done, Sean Mitchell. Let's take Peter in Texas. You're on the Rich Eisen Show. Peter in Texas, we'll take your call. What's up, Peter?
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
What's on your mind, Peter?
Well, I'm just going to chime in on the poll question,
Thank you
actually.
For doing that. Thank you for chiming.
Personally, I would like Boban as our henchman.
No, you're not.
But specifically, Sympatica. John Wick Boban, because real Boban is too sweet. He's too nice, man. So
eat soup.
I think it'd be like Boban, maybe Zlatan, and then Connor, and then Marshawn. I love Marshawn, but I feel like he'd be so nonchalant about it. He would just be like, you know. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
I think when he's in Westworld,
when he
puts
season.
His mind to it, he can do anything. Marshawn Lynch.
Agreed.
You know, and thank you for the call. In terms of Boban, we've had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar here, right? We've had Kareem here a couple times.
Yep. A couple times.
But the tallest in studio guest in the history of the Rich Eisen Show, sweet Boban, who loves soup. Did not know that. We played true or false when Boban was here. Check it out.
Yes.
Okay, what is your favorite soup?
Butternut squash, chicken noodle soup, tomato soup, mushroom soup.
First up, celebrity true or false with Boban.
True or false about making your own line
every single
soup.
Day.
Wow. Yes, Boban soup. You know, like,
why is
this a good idea? I would think about it.
I had a little technical difficulties right there. Please stand by.
Next one for Boban.
We're still hearing it on the air, Mikey.
True or false with Boban.
There we go. You got, what do you got over there?
No, there were two things being played back. Was it me? We're good.
No, it's all good. It's all
we can play it again. You want to start
difficulties.
Again?
It's all good. Okay, let's try it again.
First up, celebrity true or false with Boban. True or false, you eat soup every single day. Is that true?
Yes, true.
Why is that?
Yeah, because it's a big deal in my country, soup. And we eat soup every time. This is like when you're growing up, you say, hey, first you start your meal with the soup, and after that you can eat whatever you like.
Okay.
It's not, basically, it's like how we do. Like, when you eat soup, like, basically, you feel like you're healthy because, like, a little bit full of your stomach.
Oh, sure.
And, like, not hungry too much.
So do you, at some point during the day, oh, you know what, I haven't eaten soup yet. I need to have my soup. You have had that.
Yes.
Okay, what is your favorite soup?
Buttermilk squash, chicken noodle soup, tomato soup, mushroom soup, everything, like.
Okay. Have you thought about making your own line of soup? Boban soup.
Boban soup. You know, like, this is a good idea. I would think about it.
Here, let's pound that out.
I would think about it.
Pound that out. Very good.
I would think about it.
Next one for Boban. Celebrity true or false with Boban.
False.
You do not like, you do not like cake. You do not like cake.
No cakes. Not big fan.
Why? What's wrong
no
with cakes?
I like small desserts. Like, if I eat something, I will eat like something like really like to enjoy, because small.
Did you get they're all small?
Yeah, they're all small too. Yeah,
so if I have you over for dinner, soup, Nutella crepe.
Yes.
Okay, that's the
they're easy.
That's a combination. Easy. That's very simple.
It's like this, like a couple bucks, nothing more, nothing too much.
Last one for you, Boban. True or false? You love to shake hands. Is that true?
But like, to be honest, people more like to shake my hands than like to shake. You know, every time you know, like every time you know, like when somebody come to me, like I just come from the restroom, I wash my hands, I ready to eat food, and I was like walking like this, I hope somebody not shake my hands, and that time like somebody comes, hey, how are you? And I was like, how are you?
That's when you go with the fist pound, right there.
Yeah,
you
know, I know. Oh,
yeah. Just an absolute delight. A delight, delightful Boban. Boban soup would be an amazing line, I think.
Oh, amazing.
And just in case you're wondering just how large of a human being he really is, all you need to see is when we bumped fists. just that. Not doctored.
Oh.
Look at that.
Brockman's got the picture.
I don't even think I made it down to one of his second knuckles right there.
Close. Brockman's got the picture we took. I literally look like his kid.
Yeah.
Like, he's like 2 feet taller than you in this photo.
It's like literally I could be
his monster pick. Sweet
he's
man.
7'4".
Sweet man. All right. Now, we're strolling down memory lane right here. This is what we call content. You got your more photographs, Don? Let's see this right here. There you go.
I mean,
it's TJ right
TJ's
there.
TJ's a big guy, too. You're tall.
Yeah, I'm
6'3". He's the biggest guy in this room.
You are. You're 6'3". You're the biggest guy in this room.
And it's like,
well, I guess that means you're the easiest to chop down. Don, do you have Matt Leinart from earlier, please? Sure. We've been waiting to uncork this puppy.
We could skip this. River.
How do you know Matt Leinart?
Oh, we go back like a car seat, Rich. I mean, come on.
I mean, he played for USC.
Me and Lefty.
So you did a great job. Earlier today, mm-hmm. You do a great job every day.
I appreciate that. Today.
But you decided you've been doing this each week, right?
For like the last season and a half. Yeah.
I notice your work. Stop it. But I didn't notice that you did it for a year and a half. But it's great.
Just a way to get people to interact.
Yes. You know? Tell me how your team is doing right now in the NFL with a GIF, mm-hmm. right?
I usually put that up Tuesday or Wednesday on Twitter every morning.
So, Matt Leinart responded today.
He didn't have to.
Well, he did, but he tagged you. How's @2Jiggy feeling right now? Making excuses per usual. And he put up two hearts because he likes you so much as a friend. Did he choose the Lakers colors on purpose?
Oh, that was not by accident.
How are you feeling right now? When you mentioned earlier that you were going to be as a Clippers fan, because it is a very emotional win, it would be for the Lakers from here in Los Angeles.
How do I feel?
Yeah, now that it's about to happen.
I'm taking solace in one thing.
And that is what?
That there won't be a parade.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the only thing I can take some solace in. Because every year in this group chat, I get hit up by friends, and they say, TJ, what time does the parade start?
Spike.
So I don't need to hear any parade talk.
Wow, that is cold sports spike.
It's a cold world, baby.
Let me clue you in. Let me clue you in on something.
Please do.
There will be a parade in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see how with social distancing that can happen.
No. There won't be an official parade in Los Angeles
here. Get in their car.
There will be something in Los Angeles, socially distant now.
Yeah, get the
and then when we're all back, mm-hmm. they will just do it. Hey, this is it. Oh, yeah.
I'm happy for LeBron.
Are you really? You didn't even go higher register there.
No, I'm serious. I feel like LeBron takes a lot of heat unnecessarily from people.
You think?
And, you know, I don't mind seeing him win a ring.
So we just spoke to Jai Courtney, whose new film is in theaters next week. If you have a theater that's open, it's called Honest Thief. He is starring with Liam Neeson. Now, I don't know why we did this. We just decided it. I don't know what was the genesis of this. But in 2016, when sweet, lovely, wonderful national treasure Vin Scully received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from Barack Obama as he was about to leave office. The press secretary, I think Josh Earnest was his name, who's a Dodger fan. I think Obama's like, you call Vin, you tell him. And they put the video, the audio of that phone call out. And we decided to take that sweet phone call, chop it up and mash it up.
Veto.
With Taken.
Cuts are open. It's amazing.
We haven't played this in a while.
No. This is...
But we figured with Liam Neeson on the brain, and we could all use a laugh. Here we go.
Hello.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money.
Oh.
But what I do have are a very particular set of skills.
Oh, my gosh.
Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Oh my gosh, no.
Now, once again, Vin's part in that byplay is him learning he's receiving the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I wonder how many takes that takes for Liam Neeson.
One.
And that, but the thing I love about that is his inflection of "I will find you," or you know, it could be like "I will find you."
And I will.
No, but it's like "I will find you." Oh man. It's good stuff right there.
He's got a great voice.
Just so you're aware, I will find you.
In a world.
In a world.
In a world. So tonight we've got playoff baseball, right? That's it.
We have four games. So the Braves are up 1-0. Dansby Swanson just hit a homer for the Braves.
Will the Braves ever play?
A normal game?
No. Ever play first pitch 7:30, 8 o'clock at night?
Oh, no,
in the first two rounds of the playoffs.
They are the Houston Texans.
They're the Houston Texans.
Of the MLB postseason.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. Yeah. Astros up 2-0 here in Los Angeles.
That's a wrap.
By the way, I don't know how many articles have been written about this. I don't know. I haven't read up on it. But the fact that Dusty Baker's in Dodger Stadium with this team.
Yeah, interesting.
Dusty Baker was on those Dodgers teams that my Yankees would do battle with. In the mid-70s. Dusty Baker is
of course, he was a Giants manager forever.
I know that. But just the fact that Dusty's back in Dodger Stadium with the... I guess, would you say that the Astros are up there now with in Dodger hate with the Giants? I know there's no lengthy history and there's no decades of hate. But in terms of right now, which team do you dislike more, Giants or Astros? I think Dodger fans would go Astros.
You're probably right.
Right?
You're probably right.
Wouldn't you?
Everybody
in baseball
like
thinks
their...
the Astros are villains, except for Astros fans and Chris Brockman betting on the don't pass line of sports by saying he's all in on the Astros.
That's a misconception, but it's misrepresentation.
Okay.
I think it's hilarious that they're winning, and I wouldn't mind seeing them in the World Series.
By the way, you want to talk about making me feel old? Last night, Padres-Dodgers. Who are the Padres starting today? I know I teased that.
Josh Davies.
Josh Davies. Okay, good luck to you, Josh. Need that W.
But last Zach night, Davies, excuse me.
Zach Davies? Did I say that?
Zach Davies.
By the way, let me just say this. nothing has made me feel quite as old lately than watching David Weathers' kid, who's never pitched above a ball. He was 20
years
old.
That was his major league debut.
Holy cow, can he throw smoke. Brought on to go lefty-lefty with Clay Bellinger's kid, Cody. I mean, my God. And that was amazing. How about that? This kid, 20 years old. Man, I love the Padres. They're just so much fun to watch. They are fun to watch. Jace Tingler gets run. They're fun to watch, man. And I wish the Padres luck.
That dude, Weathers, was so filthy in high school. 11-0, 0.09 ERA.
Well, I mean, here you are. And again, I know I bring a lot back to me personally. I'm sorry.
Hit it, Mike.
No, seriously. No, seriously.
No, I mean, this is the Rich
Eisen. No, I know. But you got a 20-year-old who's lights out. They don't care if he's not pitched above A ball. They're like, this kid's got it. Yep. Get him in there.
Right.
Like, oh, okay, so he doesn't have any experience. Oh, okay, he hasn't pitched above A ball. Oh, he throws like that? Let's put him in against Cody Bellinger.
Ooh.
And by the way, struck him out on a ball like was right in his eyes, right? And the Yankees get this kid, Davey Garcia. No, our plan is only throw him one inning. Doesn't matter what he does. Come on, man. Stop being so damn cute. Go with your gut. The gut says this kid can throw. Put him out there. Good luck, Padres. You deserve it.
Do what?
You deserve it. Thanks to Dalvin Cook, Carson Palmer, Kyle Brenton, Jai Courtney. Tomorrow, John Bon Jovi.
Oh, yeah.
Get your jersey stuff ready, Mike.
Living on a prayer, man.
That's on Thursday's edition of the show and more. We'll see you
then. I'm a cowboy.